Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Opening day is here. Baseball is on all the TVs around here.
You know it's opening day, and them old mezzanine clappers are already getting on me.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's all right. I love it, though. I love it. I got to say it. I'll say it now. That is my least favorite sports fan.
What? Sit up there and trust the team?
Yes. Yeah. They know it all.
The old, he's a Hall of Famer, man.
It's they weak, it man. It's weak.
They know it all. And every fan base has it. I'll say it. My least favorite fan is the, come on. They know it all. And especially with teams that stink. Like when people do it with the Texans. Like, come on, man. Just let them. Oh, okay. I guess I have been taught, raised by Teresa, my family, built to like, I just don't go along with whatever. With something don't smell right, it don't make sense. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, the thing about the like with Dusty, we're talking about obviously in the starting lineup. I mean, the thing about Dusty is it'll all make sense come playoff time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dubon will be absolutely not. I mean, he will not be heard from.
He was the defensive standout that never came in for a defensive replacement.
The guy that just had
postseason.
Right, he just had to be out there. I mean, Dusty trying to sell us a bill of goods that like Verlander really likes this guy in center.
Yeah,
and then most important games of the year.
It was Chaz.
Cleats didn't cut dirt, man.
No, it was Chaz. Yep. That's my least favorite fan. These. Oh God, just hey. Hey, they know what they're doing.
I mean, I guess
he knows more baseball than you do.
I guess if you're that guy, though, it's a lot easier to enjoy the game.
Maybe. Until they start losing. But I bet you that guy,
zero
passion. Year, they lose a huge game, and then they probably snap.
Yeah.
They probably snap. But I do want to go here because the Astros, they are the betting favorite. And I honestly believe, I think the Astros should be, even with all this, and yes, it's a bit first world problems with center field, but when they get everybody healthy – this is going to be a hell of a lineup. You got a potential and growth in your rotation, and then you should have a nails bullpen to go along with things when they get right. So I think the Astros should be the favorite, not only in the American League West, but I think in the American League. And I want to hear from the people. Trailer, Wool, and Frame text line 713-572-4610. Tyler, Clinton, everybody, I want to hear from you.
Did you just call me Clinton?
I did, Clinton Jacob. I want to hear from you. And Tyler Marquand. God, I wish that was his middle name, so help me, man.
That would be keep an eye on that, Ronnie.
I really do. But what's the biggest reason for optimism for the Astros for you this year? Right? I think many people feel like you weren't here Monday. Tyler and Brandon said it would be a failure if the Astros don't at least – reach the World Series.
So I mean, winning.
The failure, the optimism.
Are we back to this point, really?
That's what I'm just saying. I said it'd be a failure if they didn't make the ALCS. They took it to. They got to make it to the World Series. But what is the reason why you feel so good about the Astros this year? The number one reason, if you had to pick one out.
Oh man. Well, I think. Golly. If I had to pick one very specific, it's Framber Valdez.
Mm.
Like I'm confident that Framber Valdez can step in and be that ace in front of rotation.
Framber has been pretty good.
I think that's number one because around him, Lance McCullers is injured. You got two dudes that are steady Eddies that really don't move the needle in Urquidy and Luis Garcia, and then you've got Hunter Brown who appears to be potentially an absolute stud. Christian Javier, is he going to be as good as he was? I hope. Hell, if he is, I mean, you're going to have another top-line starter. But there's a lot of question marks below Framber Valdez. the starting rotation. I think we've been spoiled around here for years.
Yes.
With Cole and Greinke and Verlander and McCullers and Fromber and just an embarrassment of riches. Like, we don't have that this year. The one steadying force is what I believe is Fromber Valdez. I believe that what we've seen from Fromber is what we're going to get year in, year out. I believe in that. So if I had to pick one and be super specific mm-hmm. with it,
he's ready to take the mantle.
I would say Fromber, because you look at the plate. Is Jordan going to stay healthy? They going to get Brantley and Altuve back, and those guys be rocking and rolling? Can Pena do what Pena did last year? I don't know. The one steadying force with this team that's healthy, that I believe is going to stay healthy,
is Fromber.
He pitches
every day. He led the American League in innings last year. Quality start. Walked out last year. You knew what you were going to get.
Yeah.
6 innings at least, 3 runs or less. He did that 25, 26 times in a row. That's a good one. As we're talking here, 713-572-4610, bringing you in, as we always do here live at Twin Peaks, what is the number one thing that you're optimistic for? Go ahead, Tyler. I know you'd have thought this. The number one reason for optimism for your Astros this year.
Man, I really think that Alex Bregman is poised to have an MVP-type season. Mm. I think we're going to see the Bregman from what year was that whenever he was kind of in
19?
The MVP? Yeah, we're going to see a little bit more, if not more so, more Bregman than what we saw in 2019. I think he's set up, as long as he stays healthy, obviously. But if he stays healthy, I think Breg could have a humongous season for the team.
Yeah, I know Clint has all been over Bregman as well.
I love Tyler's thought there, because we've said this before. Like, I think the one thing this team misses or is missing is that swag. Like that just outward, just we're better than you. Kind of just the peacock, if you will. And Bregman's that dude. I think when Los left, I think we talked about it last year, like Bregman's got to be that dude. I think if Bregman has an MVP caliber year, that peacock in him is going to grow even more than we've ever seen. And I think this team needs that. Altuve's not that dude. Brantley's not that dude. Even to a certain extent, Pena doesn't appear to be that dude. Alvarez is not the look at me kind of guy. Is not the swag just dripping off of him kind of guy. If Bregman can have that kind of year and he's that dude, that could be fun.
From the Trailer Will and Frame text line, Jose Abreu's addition is a big reason. I guess, yeah, making that lineup a lot longer than it was last year, and adding that. Biggest reason for optimism this year, no Verlander on our postseason roster. Okay. All right. The Cy Young Award winner, get him on up out of here. That's what I'd like to hear from you. The emergence of Forrest Whitley. Now we got somebody out here also who is not being serious. The emergence of Pinocchio. He's got to get here first. Somebody said the Forrest Whitley.
Come on, man.
Their biggest reason of optimism.
I'm here for Forrest.
I think for me is, man, they got that. They got this thing now, you know, like the Patriots, you know, like the like Alabama.
Warriors.
You know, like the Warriors. Like, I think this whole culture of winning, I think they beat some teams before they get off the bus. Like, before they walk into the stadium. Because it doesn't matter. They're losing guys. They've lost guys year in, year out. You know, Verlander's gone. But it doesn't matter. Like, these cats seem to find a way to do it. And to the point of, I think it's not an accident that they're the betting favorite. And Jose Altuve is supposed to miss 2 months. And we don't know when the hell Lance McCullers will return. And Brantley is going to miss up to 3 weeks to a month potentially. They've got, I mean, and you got to believe, all right, there's no way they're going to pitch like that again. Like, you just think about the odds of baseball. They're not going to have a bullpen like that again. They got young starters. Hell, right now, Jose Urquidy and Luis Garcia are 3-4. They're going to depend on a rookie, and Lord knows, do they have the depth that they have. But I just think, excuse me, with teams like the Angels and the White Sox and the Twins and all these teams, I think they beat teams with their culture of winning, kind of a bit of a fear before they can get off the bus. And I think they believe it, and I think the other team believes it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.